You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello, welcome to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, and even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the most important show on radio because I am looking out for you and thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get to that, a real quick reminder of the goals of the show. To build a housing market by teaching you the opportunities of this marketplace.
More money.
To protect you, the big banks, the media, the salesmen. This is a place where you can get the information you need to make educated decisions.
I got a bad feeling about this.
To enhance your lifestyle, we'll let the rest of the media sell negativity. We're in here to have fun and celebrate life.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Again, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call any time for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. And in Ron's rant this morning, we got a few things going on. Actually, got a lot of things going on. Some things are just you just can't make this stuff up segment. How about an activist at the University of Wyoming in this day and age not being wise enough to realize that things on Facebook, things on social media are not necessarily just jokes and they certainly are not private. And I hate to be insensitive, but this actually came out, the article that I'm saying, and I'm quoting here, this goes in the book of stupid liberal tricks. A liberal blogger, well-known liberal blogger on the University of Wyoming, at the University of Wyoming, is being accused by police of fabricating a rape threat against herself to appear as if it came from a conservative. You just can't make this stuff up. I understand kids in college having fun, but sometimes it goes a little too far. And, you know, I've said before, don't post anything on social media that you wouldn't want to be on the front page of the newspaper. Well, this one's covering the internet, and I think that Miss Lanker Simmons may have some answering to do, as Ricky Ricardo once put it. Here's another interesting one. How about your dollars, your government, spending $4 million so that we can publicize and promote food stamps usage at farmers markets? $4 million so that we can get the systems in place. I guess you have to have the correct point of sale equipment. And $4 million to do that, a $4 million grant to entice recipients to buy fruits and vegetables at the farmers markets. Again, you just can't make this stuff up. And finally, in the We the People segment, how about, I know that President Obama is always out looking for votes, just like every single politician. But wouldn't it be nice if we got the votes from people who are alive, people who are eligible? The American Civil Rights Union is trying to clean up the voter rolls in Ohio, in a specific city where there are more people registered to vote than live in the city. How about 14,108 registered voters, but only 11,368 residents eligible to vote? One other county, same state, 10,078 active voters, but only 9,536 are eligible. You know, this kind of goes back to the conversation we were having yesterday. We need some sort of identification to drive. We need some sort of identification to buy alcohol. We need some sort of identification, supposedly, to get a job. But we don't need any identification to vote for our elected officials. I might be missing something, but why is it that the government can legislate for everybody else? It's against the law, and I know it's being done, but it's against the law for an employer to hire somebody that's illegal, but it's just word of mouth or on your honor when you go in to vote as to whether you're legally there or not or legally eligible or not. I'm not sure I quite understand the correlation, but you know something? As we say it frequently,
it is what it is.
The battle will continue. Moving along into some real estate news in the markets today, how about the impact of mortgage interest tax deduction? Are you aware that that's going to actually vary by community? That one's kind of surprised me. Geographically, the interest tax deduction is applied or used. 37% of all filers claiming the mortgage interest tax deduction, Maryland had the highest claim rate in the country, according to data from 2010. The lowest claim rate occurred in West Virginia and North Dakota, where 15% of the filers claimed the deduction. Across the nation, about 25.5% of tax filers claimed the mortgage interest tax deduction in 2010, according to Pew Research. That's another one that we're talking about that is a big issue in Washington and should be a big issue for California especially. Now, I know that we're not on the higher end or the lower end according to this Pew Research poll, but maybe we need to be thinking about that just in the sense that the states where they've noted here the lowest claims, North Dakota at $1,192, could that have any bearing on the effect that the property prices, property values in those areas are also a little lower than we have here in California? So maybe we need to be paying attention to this. Let your legislators, our senators, our states, our U.S. senators and representatives know your opinion on this. We will continue. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. How about more than one in four working renters facing a severe housing issue and the Federal Reserve getting on the President and Congress about our mortgages? Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us on Facebook as well at Ron Siegel Radio or on Twitter at Ron Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
If you've been waiting to refinance, what are you waiting for? Loans under $417,000, 30-year fixed rates are in the low to mid threes. 15-year rates are in the high twos to low threes. And if you'll be moving in the next 3 to 5 years, we have 5-year hybrid rates in the mid twos. How much lower can they go? Lows like these may not come our way again for a very long time. Does your family deserve to take advantage of these rates while you can? To learn more about these exciting opportunities and other financial products, contact the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Rates may change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 217037 and 6606.
Here's a check on traffic and weather on Financial News and Talk. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. Coastline Drive, sluggish traffic, Tamarack down to Manchester. The West 56 is busy now from Black Mountain all the way to the 5. Southbound 15, you're on the brakes past Citricado and more slowing ahead past the 56. North 805, very busy up through the triangle to Governor Drive. The 78's in good shape between Escondido and Oceanside. Sunny and warm today. High is near 83 at the coast. In the foothills, once the fog burns off, expect sunny skies and a high around 90. Windy, though, with gusts up to 30 to 35 miles per hour. Clear overnight tonight, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Sunny for Friday, highs in the 90s inland. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. I'm Mike Hancock on Financial News and Talk.
Southern California has so many things to see and do. The only problem can be the traffic. Hi, Jeff Matthews with Connell Chevrolet. We have an outstanding selection of Chevrolet Volts that are eligible for the HOV carpool lane sticker. We are offering a lease payment of only $279 per month plus tax for 36 months on all 2003 Volt in stock with an MSRP of $40,055. Remember, that's ConnellChevy.com. Find new roads.
Mark Renaro, General Manager, Connell Nissan Costa Mesa, with an important offer. We have just received our first 2014 GTR. We have one of the largest allocations in the United States for GTR, and will offer you the absolute best price and best selection. Please go to ConnellNissan.com today. Connell Nissan has been the number one GTR dealer in the USA for over 3 years. Connell Nissan is conveniently located 1 mile south of the 405 on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Chatting a little bit more about what's happening. You know, this goes down to budget. That's the kind of the theme of the day, I think, is the budget, your budget, your budget numbers. You know, so I was looking this morning and just looking at a little bit of a recap of the commentary from the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC vote, that took place this week following the Federal Reserve's meeting. That vote came out 11-1 to continue with that there's continued downside risk in our economy. 11-1, the Federal Reserve president's voting. And the comment coming out of there, out of that Federal Open Market Committee meeting, was basically that the Fed is doing their part. They're going to continue doing their part. They want to continue their $85 billion a month purchases of mortgage-backed securities and longer-term Treasury securities. The problem that the Federal Reserve sees is that fiscal policy is restraining economic growth. What is fiscal policy? And I'll give you the exact quote from the Federal Reserve meeting statement. Labor market conditions have shown some improvement in recent months on balance, but the unemployment rate remains elevated. Household spending and business fixed investment advanced, and the housing sector has strengthened further. But fiscal policy is restraining economic growth, unquote. Where does fiscal policy come from? That hits right in the lap of President Obama and the Congress of the United States. Now, if you notice, the Federal Open Market Committee statement does not say anything about Democrats or Republicans. It says fiscal policy. They try and stay as neutral as they can. And the bottom line is that the president and the Congress all share some responsibility. And I know that in Washington, it is always much easier to point the finger somewhere else. Unfortunately, they never take responsibility for what they are doing. And at least the Federal Reserve, in their statement, is really laying it on the line. We've been talking about this right along, and I don't think that they've been listening to me say this, but maybe they do. I'm sure there's a Federal Reserve president that covers this sector of the country. And why wouldn't they be listening to financial news and talk? We know the issue. If you keep interest rates low, which the Federal Reserve has been doing, artificially low, manipulating our currency, which is one of the things that we always complain about other countries doing, it's going to have a stimulative effect. The problem is the Federal Reserve only has that one portion. The flip side is exactly what they said in their statement, fiscal policy. When you get Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Jenny May, FHA, all making it more and more difficult to get a loan, increasing their guidelines, increasing their scrutiny, increasing their fees, an increase in fees for these companies has the exact same effect as increase of taxes. When you use the money, you use the fees to promote what you want. If you increase the fees, if you increase the regulation, you're basically saying, I want to make it more difficult. I want less of that. And that makes sense when you've got too much. Basic supply and demand, the underlying everything of economics, the number one rule of economics, supply and demand. So you increase the fees, you're going to get less of it. Increase taxes, you get less of it. Except in California, where we do it retroactive, so people can't adjust. But then we found out after they did get the opportunity to adjust, Governor Brown, this happened here, where in February we reported January revenues up 19%, but then in March the revenues dropped. The retroactive nature took effect. The increase in the fees took effect. You want to think that by raising taxes, everything else stays the same. It doesn't. Raising the fees, when the FHA product that allows people to buy homes with a minimal down payment, when you increase the fees on that, the upfront mortgage insurance premium and the monthly mortgage insurance premium, less people will use it. They will find alternatives. What are the alternatives that they can find? There's two alternatives. One of them is going to private mortgage insurance. But the private mortgage insurance doesn't want to take on everything like the feds do. The private mortgage insurance is going to take on only the items that are in their best interest. When they do that, where are the folks who are going to be with the 580 FICO score up to maybe the 680 or 700 FICO scores? What do? They get pushed out of the market. That was the market that the FHA was picking up. That was the market that they've been helping people. Why is it? That's obviously the reason why we mentioned yesterday that home ownership is diminishing. That's exactly why the Fed's telling us here in their commentary from this week, fiscal policy. Now, you know something? I am a big believer in decreasing our federal deficit. But do it responsibly. There are times, if you do it in a responsible manner, that it's wise to increase the deficit. And then you have to reverse it. You have to do it in short-term limited stimulus packages. When you do it in a law that's going to be long-term, we come up with these bogus things out of Washington that you can never, ever cut. You get programs that are never cut, and that's because nobody wants the program that's in their district to be the program that's cut, regardless of how obsolete it is. Just think about that. So when we increase the, when we have a real major downturn, yeah, the government should step in and spend a little bit more money. But get out of the way as quickly as possible. Just saw an article last night, I don't have all this, the information on it, that with the budget shortfalls that we have and the unfunded liabilities we have in California, isn't it amazing that we're paying $100,000, sometimes over $200,000 per year to correctional officers? And not just one or two, there's hundreds, $100,000 and $200,000 or more to correctional officers. You don't think that there are many, many people that would like those jobs at a lower rate called supply and demand? We've got people out there that want them. Why is it a legacy position? So we continue talking about what the Fed just told us. People are having trouble buying houses. We know that the purchase of houses creates jobs, many, many long-term jobs, higher-paying jobs, private sector jobs. All of those issues are what we need in the federal and state governments. More jobs generates more revenue. You don't need higher taxes. We need higher revenue. Try and go to Vons and say the, or Safeway, Ralph's, wherever you go. Try and go to one of those stores and say that you earn 10% this year, or say that you earn $100,000. They couldn't care about percentages. It's all about Benjamin Franklin's. If you make $50 an hour but work only 10 hours a week, or you make, you know, $1,000 a week, what do you think is going to be better? Percentages are irrelevant. Increased tax percentage is irrelevant. We want the revenue. We want those Benjamin Franklin's. If we can get our fiscal people out of the way, President Obama and the Congress, get them out of the way so that we can start building. We can get our construction industry going, get people back to work. The revenue will go into the Washington. That'll give them the money to spend. Instead of the new report that just came out, came across my desk, Center for Housing Policy. More than one in four working renters face severe housing costs. And we will talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to talk about these housing costs and a solution when we get back. Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us on Facebook as well at Ron Siegel Radio, or on Twitter at Ron Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Ron Siegel has been helping Southern Californians navigate the complexities of real estate finance issues for a long time and has experienced all the cycles, including the downturns in the late 80s, early 90s, and 2000s, and the recent mortgage meltdown. During that time, one thing has always remained true. Family finances deserve the aid of a professional, not a call center phone operator. Bottom line is, you can't afford to put your family's finances in the hands of some call center phone operator. You deserve professional advice. Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 3.5% interest? This means with $10,500 down, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal interest payment of less than $1,250 a month. What are you paying in rent? To learn more about these exciting opportunities and many other financing products, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Rates may change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 217037 and 6606.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing the banks are getting rich off your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it, and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and yet 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke, and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO certified credit professional that has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678, or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com.
Did you know 100% of all credit reports contain errors and mistakes? And these mistakes could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands, each and every year. Can you afford to throw away your hard-earned money? If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and your family to call Rondi. Rondi is an FICO-certified credit professional that's helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com. When you reach out to Rondi, he's going to help you. Remember, the call is free, and it's easy to have good credit. You're going to love what Rondi can do for you and your family. Call him today at 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or any time at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. So according to the Center for Housing Policy, 26.4% of working renters spent more than half of their household income on housing costs in 2011. The share is an increase from 2008, when 22.8% of the working renters had a severe housing cost burden. You know, we've been chatting about this for months now, about the folks that are renting. Can you imagine renting and spending more than half of your household income on housing costs? A lot of people will say, well, there's no options, there's no alternatives. I'm going to share with you right now that that isn't true, because the only thing I can say nice about these folks that are spending over half of their household income on housing costs is their landlords should probably be sending a thank you note to them, because they are paying the landlord's mortgage. But why do they need to? Just baffles my mind. You know, I'm looking at this report even further. California is one of the worst in this area. Los Angeles is even higher than the state as a whole. San Diego's well up there. Just crazy. Why do we have that when we have options for you? I was just telling you about the FHA loan that will allow you to get a house with 3.5% down if you have good credit, or if you have credit above a 580 FICO score. And yes, I did say 580. That is the FHA guideline. You may walk into the bank on the corner and they say, oh, no, that guy on the radio, he's wrong. It's a 640. Wrong. The bank on the corner may have what they call an overlay, where they will only do a loan at 640 and above, but that does not make it the FHA guideline. Call us, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with a lender that can do it at the 5, or will do it at the 580. Are they going to charge you more? Yes. Your FICO score does have an impact. Your credit score, your credit rating does have an impact on what the interest rates you're going to pay for your house, for your car, for your credit cards, and many, many other things. It has an impact. It has a, there's a cause and effect there. The thing that you need to know is that your credit score is probably highly likely, almost 100%, it's wrong. We've talked about that before. Your credit score is probably like 99 out of 100, it's going to be wrong.
So I know whose ass to kick.
That's why I recommend, before you're ready to go and move, give us a call so we can put you in touch with a great credit repair company. No, I don't do it. I just know who does. I know who's honorable in the service, in that service area. Get your credit score to where it's supposed to be. I don't believe in the fraudulent lines where people will say that's not mine and they try and dispute your credit report with a bunch of bogus and false accusations and false claims. That's not what I believe in. I would not recommend you go to somebody that does that. My recommendation is for to go to somebody who does have extensive knowledge in the Fair Credit Reporting Act and knows what's supposed to be on your credit report, how it's supposed to be reported, and wants to have an enforcement that it is done accurately. The credit bureaus get paid handsomely. In my opinion, they get paid handsomely by keeping your scores wrong. They know how to correct them. They have the capabilities. They make billions of dollars a year. So they could get it corrected if they wanted to. My opinion is they probably don't want to. That way, when they can sell that information off to the banks and credit card companies that want the lower credit scored files, they have something to sell. Then those companies reach out to you and say, you know something, I'll give you a credit card, but because of your credit report, because of your credit rating, it's going to be higher than the market, higher than you legitimately should have, because they didn't report that you've that credit card that you've had for 10 years. They're saying it's only 47 months. Or the bankruptcy that was there that still shows as a past due. It was filed in bankruptcy. It's not past due anymore. It's most likely discharged. Report it correctly. So if you get that report corrected, then you go and you look and say, okay, I want to buy a house instead of renting a house. Check this out. If you've got a $2,500 rent payment, do you know that you can buy a house that's roughly $450,000? And your net payment will drop? Yes, your net payment will drop. Why? Because there is that mortgage tax deduction that we were talking about earlier in today's program. What I would recommend you do is the moment you close escrow, you reach out to your tax preparer. Tell them, I just bought a house. Ask them how much you can reduce your withholding by. You might call and you might make that phone call before you close escrow so that you have that planned. We'll even give you an indication. We don't know your exact situation, but we can give you an indication. Any great mortgage lender, mortgage banker can tell you what impact a mortgage is going to have, or the most likely impact a mortgage will have on a generic file. You don't have a generic file. That's why you do need to have a great tax preparer. If you don't, we will put you in touch with one. Just call us, 800-306-1990. It's not rocket science here, folks. I talk to you all the time. It is about developing a great team of professionals for you and your family. And I hear people say, well, I don't make enough money to have a great team of professionals. Hogwash.
This is ridiculous.
If you're paying rent, take care of your family instead of your landlord's mortgage. And I know there's going to be investors out there that aren't happy to hear me say that, but that's the truth. That's why they're investors, because they want to find the people that are not listening to Ron Siegel Radio and are not taking advantage of this marketplace where we've got an unbelievable affordability of buying your own home. And I know that there are people that lost their homes to short sale and foreclosure in the last few years. I am talking to you right now. Get ready to buy again. Get in touch with us so we can get your file prepared now. And you know something? Maybe it still is too soon for you to buy. But you know something? It may take 6 months, may take 3 months for a legitimate credit repair company to get your credit report accurate. Do that while you're in the waiting period. Do that now. That way, I don't want you to get back into the same headaches that you had before. I want you to get into the game. If you can put 5% down on a $450,000 house, just do the math. At $450,000, 5%, $22,500. But think about this. In Southern California, our property appreciates at about 5% a year. Not 5% of your down payment, which would be about $1,000, 5% of the property value. So you're going to make $20,000, better than $20,000 a year just on your property. It's called appreciation. It's not taxable. It's not realized. Get in the game. Just as importantly, I hope you will do exactly what I do. No, I'm not saying that you should all go out and start being radio hosts, but spread this information. Yes, maybe you do own your home. What about your kids? What about your nieces? What about your nephews? What about your siblings? What about your friends, coworkers? Have you told them about these things? Or are you just talking about the Angels blowing another lead? Padres may not even win another game this year. Just saying, let's talk about these. Let's share the information. I tell you at the top of every program, our mission is to develop this marketplace. That's what we want to be doing. We can't do it on our own. I'm only talking to you right now. You're going to talk to another 10 or 20 or 30 people today. Share the vision. That $2,500 rent payment, I'm going to tell you exactly what that looks like when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Again, when we come back, what will that $2,500 monthly rent payment buy you? You own it. You save money. We'll talk about it. Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us on Facebook as well at Ron Siegel Radio or on Twitter at Ron Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
If you are like so many others, your home is your largest asset, and the mortgage is your largest debt. At the Siegel Lending Team, we would love to tell you about some amazing financing opportunities available right now. Jumbo rate loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4.25%, 15-year rates below 3.75%, and if you can believe it, 5-year hybrids in the high 2s. Lows like these Lows like these may not come our way again. Lows like these may not come our way again for a very long time. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about these exciting opportunities and all of the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Rates may change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 2170037 and 6606.
Did you know 100% of all credit reports contain errors and mistakes? And these mistakes could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands, each and every year. Can you afford to throw away your hard-earned money? If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and your family to call Rondi. Rondi is an FICO certified credit professional that's helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com. When you reach out to Rondi, he's going to help you. Remember, the call is free and it's easy to have good credit. You're going to love what Ronnie can do for you and your family. Call him today at 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
If you are like so many others, your home is your largest asset, and the mortgage is your largest debt. At the Siegel Lending Team, we would love to tell you about some amazing financing opportunities available right now. Jumbo rate loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4.25%, 15-year rates below 3.75%, and if you can believe it, 5-year hybrids in the high twos. Lows like these may not come our way again. Lows like these may not come our way again for a very long time. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about these exciting opportunities and all of the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Rates may change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 2170037 and 6606.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or at any time at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. So we have been chatting this morning about the idea of renting. And as you know, I am not a proponent of renting, or I should put it this way. I'd rather see you rent only as long as you absolutely have to. And I understand there are some folks that do, you know, just have to rent. They don't have a choice about it. But the plan should be avoid the Starbucks, avoid the high car payment, if you have any car payment at all. Now, I would suggest, you know, car payments, you can get an inexpensive car payment by making a simple, simple decision. My friends over at Connell Nissan and Connell Chevy will tell the person, the young people, this same thing. Get your car. You need transportation. You need to get to work. You need something that is suitable, something that is reliable. But the early years of your car are the most expensive. Why? Because it's called depreciation. There are folks that are more into just having a car and saying they've got a great car and it's a show toy. It's for their to meet their ego. And that's all well and good. I have no problem with people having egos and having a nice car. I think it's great. Proper order. Go get a low mileage used car with a low payment, if any payment. You might even buy something that you can pay cash for. Then make payments to your savings account. If you start that at a young age, if you teach your kids and nieces and nephews and friends and coworkers, do this. Start at a young age making a payment to your savings account. When you're ready for the next car, go pay cash for that one and continue making savings to your making payments to your savings account. Save all that interest money. As part of your budget, put away money, buy a or rent a much smaller property than you need, put extra money away into a savings account, or go to grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, friends, family, whoever, and get the down payment that you need to buy a house. I'm sharing with you this morning that if you have a $2,500 monthly rent payment, your net mortgage payment could be, depending upon your qualifications, maybe give or take right around $1,900 net on a $450,000 house. Which is more beneficial to your family? You tell me which is more beneficial. Over 15 years, you're going to spend about $570,000 in rent. You tell me, is that good for you or not? But if you've bought the property, flip it around, you're going to have about $421,000 in equity in the same time period. You tell me, would you rather be out $570,000 over 15 years or have $421,000 in equity? And that's not even doing the wise things that I've talked about many, many times on our program about investing, refinancing, not keeping a lot of equity. Making that equity work for you in a safe, secure, guaranteed, insured way. Think about it. These are just real simple. It doesn't take rocket science to say, would you rather pay $2,500 a month in rent or would you rather pay $1,900 as a mortgage payment net after the tax benefit? We're not talking rocket science here, friends. The only thing we're talking about is, are you sharing this information with friends, family, and coworkers? Do you have a game plan for your family's finances? Are you, if you own your own home, hey, more power to you. You better not be paying, if you've got decent credit, more than 4% interest. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you that's just stupid. You should have called us long ago. Even if you did call us long ago and you're paying over 4%, you should be calling again. Save your family's money. I promise you this. And I don't make a lot of guarantees on our program. But I do guarantee you at the end of the year when you get that 1099 from your financial institution, there will be no thank you note if you're paying over 4% interest. No thank you note. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, it's stupid if you are, because you haven't made a phone call to explore what's going on. There are so many programs out there if you have no equity, if you are upside down, owing more money than your house is worth, if you've got minimal equity. The programs are there. The only thing that's not there is people that are not making the phone calls that they should be making to explore either how you can get your rate lowered today or get in position to get it lowered when A, B, or C needs to take place in advance. And I don't know your situation until you call. And even then I may not, because Barbara's the one that takes care of it over at New American Funding. So the bottom line is, let's have that conversation. Let's see if it makes sense for you to start saving. Now, hey, let's think about this one. So you have a little bit more money saved up, and you can put 5% down. How about that $2,500 monthly rent? Cut that by 40% net. 40% savings. What else can you do to save 40% off your budget? Think about it. You would not believe what that's going to do to your family's life, your family finances down the road. I've told you many times how you can just take that same money and make it into $10,000 or $20,000 a month in retirement money. That's not rocket science either. We're not talking about rocket science here. We're talking about just plain, simple math. And the reason I say it that way is because, you know something, I promise you that unless you're in the mortgage world, unless you're in the finance world, I am clueless when it comes to your business. Don't ask me about it. I was sharing here at our studios here at the Astor Event Center. Now, I don't know how to put on a door. We got a new banner for our radio broadcast. I don't know how to hang it. Don't want to know how to hang it. That's not what I do. You may know how to do those things. That may be what you do. What I do is I help you get your financial house in order. I help you deal with everything from the roof over your head to your bank account. That's what I do. Put together a great team for your family. Save you some money. Get out of that rent. We started this whole discussion with a report from the Center for Housing Policy stating that more than one in four working renters face severe housing costs. That 3.5% loan, that'll allow you to have that same 50-plus percent ratio. You just got to call about it. Get prepared for it. Get these things out of your way. Now, we've got some great information coming up for you. And I know we don't have a lot of time left this week, but if your family has been facing a short sale or foreclosure, make sure you tune in here tomorrow. I've got a great attorney that's going to come on and talk about the House Owner's Bill of Rights. It's a California law. Got an attorney coming in to chat about that. We've got a real estate agent going to help with how do you get that short sale done? Why avoid foreclosure at all costs? There are options for you if you're still in the distressed market. This market, properties are selling very, very quickly if they are marketed properly. Just had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday, and it's in the high end. He's got a $3 million house, had it listed, didn't get it sold, then realized that the agents weren't doing the job the right way. He's got some new agents now. He'll be in next week to chat about that, or the week after a little bit. The bottom line is be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all our sponsors. A very big thanks to John, who makes me sound good every day. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. If you have any questions about any of the conversations we've had, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. I'm going to share with you again our favorite quote, "What you don't know can hurt you." The worst form of ignorance is rejecting something you know little or nothing about. Also got a great seminar coming up May 17th. Check out that Facebook page for information. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio Money Talk with Darren Velardo's on deck. Don't go away.